Spread Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Spread Film Radio. I'm Tara from the Berlin International Film Festival, and I'm here with Reese Graham. Could you tell our listeners a bit about your film and what it is about?
So Galore is the story of two female best friends, two girls 17 years old who grew up in the outskirts of Canberra, which is a city in Australia which is surrounded by bushland. These kind of girls share everything. They're best friends, they adore each other, but one of the girls is betraying her friend with her boyfriend. So it's really kind of in many ways an adult story about betrayal and falling in love with someone you shouldn't. But unfortunately for these girls, you know, what starts as a desire to find love ends up becoming catastrophic for them.
So what prompted you to make this film?
Very early on, I got very fascinated with the idea of a character who had a really good heart, you know, that actually is really very much in love with her friend, very much in love with this boy, and, you know, she really, really cares, but she just makes very bad decisions. And I think, you know, it's that thing that the way we live in the world is often we have the best of intentions, but we do things badly and it gets very messy. And I wanted to tell, I guess, a more complex drama about falling in love when you're a teenager than often we see, which often it's quite simple. And for me and my experience and most of my friends' experience, you know, discovering love and sex when you're 17 is actually crazy and complex and messed up. And yeah, it's, so that's the kind of film we wanted to tell.
So are there any autobiographical parts?
There's not autobiographical parts, and, you know, I wasn't a teenage girl when I grew up, so. But no. It's set in the area that I grew up, and so in a way, what's autobiographical is that these characters are often doing the kinds of things that me and my friends used to do, but the actual circumstances that they're doing them in is completely different and fictional. But it was really, it was a joyful thing to kind of go back to where I grew up and kind of almost like remake a childhood with these other great young actors. So
you never betray your friend, or your friend never betrayed you for love or other things. And so how do you feel about betrayal?
Well, you know what, there was all sorts of betrayals. I think that happens with any friend. I'm sure any other young person listening to this is like, everyone's always falling in love with the wrong person. But also, I lost my best friend who died when I was in year 10, end of year 10. So in many ways, the idea of how these characters deal with something that big came very much from the experience of me and my friends. And everyone responded to that in very different ways. You know, some people, you know, in the same way as love, we love very differently and we grieve very differently. So that was, the film is inspired by how strange an experience that is when you're young.
What about the title? Why this title?
It's funny, I'm not sure how galore will translate from country to country, but the thing is that in Australia, galore is a piece of slang. We don't use it very often, but it's just what you use to describe when something is bigger than words. So if there's more than you can count, more than you can explain, you know, it's something galore. And so I think that this film, I'd always attached to, I had this idea of this character, and somehow galore always attached to her, because really what she's experiencing is what happens when life is too big for you to keep a hold on, you know. And that's kind of what we do. We try and live well just by keeping things under control, and they spill out of our control all the time.
So you are here with two very different films. You are here with The Turning and you're here with Galore. So can you explain a bit these differences and how they portray Australia nowadays, your films?
Well, it's funny that they are very, very different films, but I think there are things that they have in common. The Turning is it's a portmanteau film with 17 different directors who all translated one story of that are from a collection of short stories. It's actually a novel, but it's made up of different stories about different characters that sometimes cross over. It's a very popular book in Australia, The Turning. But the writer, Tim Winton, he often writes very much about the kinds of things that I'm interested in. He writes about people who are dealing with love and loss, but often in remote locations. He often writes about the coastal life, you know, on seaside towns, these kind of rough towns that a lot of Australian people grow up in and live in. And, you know, whereas Galore is set, you know, in the suburbs that are but it's a suburb surrounded by bushland, and there's always bushfires, you know, threatening in the summer. And in Galore, obviously, the bushfires play a very strong role, you know, that they're... So, in although my part of the turning is about a man who is trying to deal with the suicide of his wife, he returns back to his hometown and rediscovers his teenage first love, and she's a very damaged person. In a way, there was things that had a dialogue from film to film. And I'm also interested in films that are kind of very intimate character studies. I love to kind of get really deep into a character and all of their flaws and failings, as well as the things that kind of make them beautiful and unique. And both films seem to have that in common. So there is a... Yeah, it's amazing to have the two films here. It's crazy to be here with two films.
So, and how was it to work with 16 other directors on this one project?
Well, we didn't. The amazing thing about the project, Robert Connolly, who produced it and who is the genesis of the project, he's a very inspiring filmmaker for us in Australia. He's very bold, and in this, what he wanted to do was just give each filmmaker the film and say, you go and do what you want with it. And it's, you don't have to talk to anyone else. You don't have to speak with anyone else. You just do it the way you want to do it. And that's what happened. Everyone went off and did it on their own. I knew some of the other filmmakers, so we talked a little bit, but mostly we just did it and that was it. And then when we came back and watched it together, there was a really interesting echoes and resonances from film to film because the writing is so strong. It was amazing to see what that was like, but yeah, it's a big project.
And what about your next project?
Well, actually, we're also with here at the EFM. We're trying to get money for the next film, which is about a young farm boy, a guy who's grown up in the kind of drought-stricken region of Australia, and he retraces his sister's footsteps through the backpacking trails in the north of Colombia. So it's kind of like an emotional mystery, but again, it deals with somebody who, you know, he falls in love for the first time. You know, he's had to live a very kind of responsible life of hardship and be a man very, very young. But, you know, suddenly at 18, he's allowed to kind of just disappear into this world of hedonism and, you know, sex and partying and fun. And it's really about how he discovers not only the secrets within his own family, but also the kind of secret parts of himself that he's never unlocked before.
So you obviously teenagers and teenage first loves and discoveries are very important for you. So, and can you elaborate on that a bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I've written lots of other stuff that's about older, but it's in a way there's something about I like really energetic films and films that are kind of feel very I like messy, energetic, reckless sort of things. And somehow when you're making films about young people, it allows you to be quite energetic in the way you make films. Like, I like the films to have an intimacy to them. And I don't know, it's a strange... So, yeah, I often kind of wonder why I end up keep writing about that. But I think that there is something interesting about, you know, your late teens and your early 20s when you're still in between finding who it is you are and what it is, what you want to be. That the emotional journey... The emotional journey is very, very intense. You're able to kind of have more intense and raw kind of character interactions. And, you know, and sometimes it's also that thing of like, growing up is okay, but, you know, really, I don't want to make films about...
But you're not nostalgic about your...
No, not at all. No, no, no.
In childhood.
I don't know. I'm not nostalgic for them at all. I'm very happy not to be a teenager again. But I think they're very interesting. It's interesting to make films about that period. Kind of more political and musical in their content. And I've worked across, you know, done museum gallery installations. I have a small production company. We do a lot of cultural projects. I think it's, you know, I've always made stuff as much as possible. But, you know, where I'm always writing and trying to find a way to make drama films in Australia, but you know it's tough to make films anywhere. You know, you spend a long time trying to get these films up, so hopefully having a couple of films here makes the next one a little bit easier.
From the Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Tara for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.